Welcome, folks, to another community radio interview. This is Manuela, and you're listening to CJRO Local First. The province of Ontario has issued a proposal to attend the Conservation Authorities Act and consolidate Ontario's 36 conservation authorities into 7 regional bodies overseen by a new provincial agency. The Environmental Registry consultation is open until December 22, 2025. With me on the phone is Steve Densham, Chair of South Nations Board of Directors. Hello, Steve. Thank you for willing to talk to us today.
Yes, good morning, Manuela, and it's a pleasure to talk with you today.
What is the role of the South Nation Conservation?
Yeah, South Nation Conservation is the local conservation authority. We're responsible for managing and restoring land and water resources in our region. We're made up of 16 partner municipalities that surround the South Nation River. We stretch from Ottawa southward almost to the St. Lawrence River. So South Nation actually helps manage flood and erosion risk. We review development applications in hazard areas. We help protect drinking water sources. We restore wetlands and forests, and we manage public conservation lands. And we work closely with municipalities, farmers, landowners, and residents. And we're actually the only environmental agency in our area with boots on the ground. And our job is to make sure communities can grow safely and to protect the natural systems we all rely on. Yeah, we're involved with the community a lot.
Yes. If this proposal is approved, what do you think will be the changes for the South Nation Conservation?
So, you know, we understand that the province's goal is around modernization and consistency. The province actually is already implemented many consistency measures throughout the past few years, and that included replacing local regulations with standardized provincial ones, and that ensured that we all worked from the same rule book and that it was being applied all throughout Ontario. And, you know, while we welcome consistency, there have already been a number of unintended consequences with the implementation, and this occurs when decision-making is removed from local councils.
Yes.
So due to some of these recent decisions, municipalities in our areas have lost access to some specific professional services that were available to us through our CA, resulting in slower and more expensive development. So that makes us concerned with the government's transparency on this entire proposal. They say they want more consistency, even though we're already using the same regulations, which in some cases they don't really reflect local needs. They also say that CAs need to move faster on development reviews. And that's concerning to us because the government's own reports don't identify that CAs are a barrier to development. South Nation, for example, issues 100% of its planning reviews, 100% of its septic reviews, and 98% of its permits on time. Wow. And for example, septic permits are issued within 9 days, which is incredibly fast in the development world. And becoming bigger doesn't typically result in decisions moving faster. But you know, Manuela, what we're most concerned about, though, is the loss of local decision-making and rural representation in the proposed regional agency. And, you know, that's part of what municipalities value the most, is the established relationships with the conservation authority and our agility to respond to local needs. So our concern is that this proposal goes much farther than is necessary, and it risks weakening what already works very well. There's been very little transparency, no cost-benefit analysis, and no clear evidence that merging authorities will actually improve housing approvals or environmental outcomes.
Should rural communities be worried about this proposal change? How would it affect them from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, in the short term, South Nation staff are professionals. They'll continue to operate fully, and all the services will remain in place until the municipal action in 2026. But in the long term, this will affect how decisions are made, moving to a large, provincially controlled regional body. And that means decisions could be made farther away by people less familiar with our local conditions. And there's also a risk of higher costs and longer timelines. I'll give you one simple example.
Yes.
Just rebranding a local CA. So simply changing the name of one CA, that can create millions of dollars of rebranding effort. You have to change signage. You have to relabel vehicles. You change the stationery, the documents. You have to change your website.
Yeah.
And this can cost millions of dollars just for one CA. So just imagine the cost of doing this across all 36 CAs. And that one cost creates no savings or benefits. It's just pure sunk cost. Yeah. And ultimately, the cost will be borne by the taxpayer.
So what do you think they're trying to accomplish with this? They just want to have more decision power at centralized organization, maybe.
It's always difficult and dangerous to speculate.
Yes.
What they're telling us is modernization and consistency is what they're driving at. But again, our CA has grown over 80 years, and we've grown intentionally and focused on our local municipal needs. So to make any change from that yeah. is more likely going to create disruption and inefficiency than it will to create efficiencies and lower costs.
So I assume you sent your perspective because the deadline is 22nd, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, because you also put it on your website. I saw the response. So can individuals or mostly like businesses or organizations or NGOs should write down their input and send it?
What I've seen so far, I mean, any individual can always give feedback back to their local MPP.
Yeah.
And I would encourage them to do so. Mm-hmm. There is some structure around the other organizations like municipalities. Mm-hmm. And so there are links to on the ERO posting for that type of feedback. And that's to be sent in by December 22nd.
Yeah.
But what you'll also see, and this is the case for our county and our local municipalities, is you're seeing a lot of motions being raised at council meetings, just saying that I think the province needs to take a step backwards and need to listen to the conservation authorities on what really would help them operate more efficiently and more cost effectively. I truly believe with any organization, there's opportunities to improve, but let the local CAs make sure that that feedback gets up to the province. And if the province wants to fund some consolidation information, data and processes, I'm sure that would be welcomed, but we don't have to change the entire decision-making process to be able to accomplish some of those efficiencies. And if they want more information, reach out to your local CA. And like I say, it's really all about protecting what's been built over the last 80 years. Well, and a lot of people go out during the summer and the winter to enjoy their local conservation areas. And all of that work is based on the efforts of the local conservation authority.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You too.
And thank you for your time.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye.